Join Locked On NFL Draft hosts Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak for their thoughts on the upcoming rookie class and an early look at the 2022 future first round picks. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. On today's episode of Locked On Spartans, Michigan State misses out on another quarterback recruit. We will sort of see where things stand at that position in recruiting and talk about what could be next, and then we'll get to your emails. Let's go.
You are Locked On Spartans, your daily podcast on the Michigan State Spartans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spartans. It is Tuesday, June 22nd. The year is 2021. I'm your host, Will Hunter. I am joined by my we-didn't-even-want-him-anyway co-host, Matt Sheehan.
Can't be bothered with him. That's right, Will. Got that right. I would argue the quarterback position doesn't really hold any water in the college football scene anymore these days, Will. That's right. No use for him.
Don't even need one.
No, heavens no.
As Michigan State proved on Halloween last year.
Yep, we had a wrestler taking snaps, Will, and we still found a way to throw for 300 yards and get a W. So, yeah, it's all good.
On today's show, Nico Marchio commits to West Virginia over Michigan State and Arizona State. We will talk about the fallout from that, where the quarterback board stands, and what might be around the corner if things don't play out for Michigan State the way they want to at that position. And then with whatever time we have left, we'll go over some listener questions. I got a great hypothetical that was sent to us that I'm going to throw at Matt. So that's the plan for today's show. Reminder to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can find Locked On Spartans wherever you get your podcast. We do this every single day in season, 5 days a week. Out of season, we are 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, all part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Whoop.
Matt, are you feeling better today?
Sorry. I thought you meant like, I'm sorry. I thought you meant like as an MSU fan, but no, you meant like me as a person. You see behind this green and white shell, Will, because you're the best. We're on the mend. We're getting back to the way things should be.
Good.
Thanks to Built Boost Immunity Plus drink powder. That's right, baby. Use Locked On for 15% off your first order. No, but thank you for asking. I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, let's get into the show. Nico Marchiol had Michigan State, West Virginia. I think Arizona State might have been the other finalist. It seemed like it came down to Michigan State and West Virginia last week. Some crystal balls started to come in for West Virginia, and that all came to fruition on Monday when he committed there. Marchiol was one of a couple quarterbacks that Michigan State is pursuing. I'm not sure. We know that this staff doesn't really give up on recruits. It could be a little bit different at quarterback because once you kind of land your guy, there's not really, you're not going to start recruiting other quarterbacks unless you're trying to flip somebody late into the cycle because you don't really have somebody on board yet. So we'll see. It's probably the last Michigan State fans will need to worry about Nico Marchiol. That said, you never know in Cruton, Matt. But what this is now the third or fourth quarterback that Michigan State has been among the final two or three teams for, and they have missed on all of them. They are still without a quarterback recruit. And coming on runner-up for Marchiol, runner-up for A.J. Duffy. There's a bunch of other guys who they were in the final group for and didn't really weren't able to bring it home. And, Matt, some people are kind of, slightly concerned about quarterback recruiting with this class just because Michigan State has kind of been the bridesmaid, the best man, the runner-up, certainly, like three or four times in the last 4 months, it feels like. So it's been a lot of L's, a lot of tough L's.
It has, and you know, A.J. Duffy, don't get me wrong, that's a tough miss. He's the number 7 ranked quarterback in the class. Nico Markiel, everyone's got their opinion on him. I'm not going to claim to have a good one. I wasn't really dissecting his tape necessarily, but yeah, above everything else, for us Spartan fans, just optics-wise, man, this looks tough. I mean, we keep, you know, getting in the bridesmaid category of the top 5 and never actually getting the commitment from any of these 4-star quarterbacks. And also, it really hurts here. Like, fine, A.J. Duffy, you want to go to Florida State? Totally get it. That brand is a shade bigger than Michigan State, especially for a kid that is from Florida. Missing out on a guy from West Virginia, I think I would put MSU in the same bucket as West Virginia right now as far as like where both programs stand. They've had
probably
good moments.
A little higher. West Virginia's Rich Rod was the last time West Virginia. I mean, Dana had a couple good seasons, but like
yeah,
it's been a
nice
minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute for Michigan State. It's been a few minutes for West Virginia.
I was trying to be nice to our friends in Morgantown. But
love them.
MSU is a step above, but yeah, in the grand scheme of things still, regardless, this isn't necessarily someone that you want to lose a commit to. West Virginia. No. Just the other day, Will, we were talking that MSU, when Mark D'Antonio was the coach in the later years, their 3-star recruits they were getting were from guys that had one Power 5 offer, and it was either Pitt or West Virginia. Like, that's mm-hmm. the kind of guys that West Virginia, well, was accustomed to recruiting. Apparently things have changed now. But yeah, it's just a bad optics thing. But then again, I think we're going to get to this now. I'm not losing too much sleep over it necessarily. Am I worried about quarterback recruiting? Yes and no. Quarterback's a weird position where it's like, if you really believe in what you have ahead of you, like, I love Hamp Faye as much as you do. Hey, listen, if we love Hamp Faye, we're all in Hamp Faye. Like, we won't need a kid in 2022. I mean, you want this kid to play for a while, but of course, you like getting 4 stars on your team. You like the insurance play. If Hamp Faye doesn't work out, yada, yada, yada. With all that said, well, I really hope Hauser flips here too.
Yeah, so that
really appreciate that.
That leaves Caden Hauser as kind of the last Plan A guy, and yeah. I would certainly classify him as that. He's a Boise State commit that Michigan State has been trying to flip for a while now. Mm-hmm. Even though he's committed to Boise State, you rarely see this on 24/7. It's a soft commit. Usually it's a hard
yeah,
commit.
I didn't even know they had that as a category.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Which, whatever. He's committed there. We don't have to do the whole song and dance about it. It doesn't matter until you sign.
Sure.
But I think he's been pretty open and honest about the fact that he's not done being recruited yet, and he's someone who showed incredibly well at the Elite 11 regional camp, is going to be moving up the ranks, is a 4-star now for 24/7, is really close to being a composite 4-star, seeing his stock rise, and, you know, has a number of Power 5 offers outside of Michigan State. But it seems like it's either going to be he's sticking with Boise or he's going to flip to MSU. And from what I've been able to gather, he is, like, some recruits will just lie and
sure.
say whatever. I shouldn't say lie. It ends up being a lie.
Eh, lie.
But
lie.
it's hard to tell a coach who's been recruiting you for, like, a year and a half, like, hey, you're in fourth place right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just say, yeah, you give them good vibes. You just say kind of what they want to hear. And that happens a lot, and that's why you'll talk to people and they'll be like, yeah, we feel great. We think we got it. And it's like, no, it's just, he didn't want to hurt you. Like, and I get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Sure.
By all accounts though, that's not how Caden Hauser has been handling it. He's a more methodical, slower person. I think Thind wrote about this a little bit, from the intel that he gathered. It's just like, they don't really know right now. Like, they know that they're in a good spot with him, but they don't really know because I think the thinking is he's not sure yet what he wants to do. And since he's not the type to blow smoke, it's not like, all right, let's get some crystal balls in there, baby. Like, it's just sort of up in the air right now, but they feel good about their chances. So
yeah.
My read is that they're in a good spot, and I can't put a number on it, like a percentage chance, but if they flip him and he ends up at MSU, I wouldn't be surprised. So we'll see. Do you see the, actually, you know what? We'll pause here.
I think I know what you're going to refer to, but yeah.
Yes.
We'll pause this in the here. Second segment.
We'll give another quick Hauser thought, and then we'll talk about, okay, what if they don't land him? Where do they go from here at quarterback? Mm-hmm. But first, a word from Made In, Matt.
Made In. That's right, baby. Get your kitchen ready for Made In. Yes. Let's go.
Matt, do you know how your favorite restaurant consistently makes such delicious food?
It's because I'm not cooking it, Will. It's got to be the answer, right?
It's part of the answer. The short answer, they have access to the right kitchen tools, and with Made In's professional quality cookware and kitchenware, anyone, even you, Matt, anyone is capable of making restaurant quality food at home. If you're serious about cooking, then you should invest in your tools in the kitchen. It's simple. Made In's cookware and kitchenware products are used by thousands of the world's best chefs. I have the nonstick frying pan that they sent me. It's fantastic. Got rid of the other nonstick pan that I had because I don't need it anymore. It's not as good as the Made In pan. It's fantastic. Even heat, doesn't stick. Easy to clean. Absolutely love it. If quality and craftsmanship is important to you, you should check out Made In. Made In is a cookware and kitchenware brand that works with renowned chefs and artisans to produce some of the world's best pots, pans, knives, and wine glasses. These products are made to last. They offer a lifetime guarantee and have more than 28,000 five-star reviews, Matt.
Wow, that's a lot, Will. That's a healthy amount.
That is a lot. Made In, better cookware for better meals. Right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off their first order with the promo code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON. That is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. Go to madeincookware.com, madeincookware.com/lockedon, and use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon, promo code LOCKEDON. Okay, Matt, so some Boise State, I don't know if they're recruiting writers or fans or whatever they were.
They're in the weeds. That's what they are. Yeah.
They did some sleuthing.
Yeah, they did. And I love it.
They did some sleuthing. I, as a sleuther myself, really appreciate the fact that they did this.
This was above and beyond. I absolutely love this. This is...
They discovered, basically, that Caden Hauser, what was it, like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I think so.
In the last couple of weeks, Caden Hauser stopped liking and retweeting kids committing to Boise State, announcing Boise State offer, you know, the typical recruit stuff that you see on social media.
Mm-hmm.
He had been, up until then, very active within sort of the Boise recruiting community, hyping kids up. Hey, yeah, let's go, retweet your offer, retweet your commitment, let's go, join the family, yada, yada, yada. Well, Matt, he is no longer doing that, according to these Boise State Twitter sleuths. So they're not feeling too great about where things stand with him right now.
And that sounds so ridiculous, like that should be news. But honestly, let's all keep it a stack right now. There's probably something to that, though.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. It's like back in the day when everyone was going to figure out what LeBron was going to do when he was in Miami. And then, some guy just saw a moving van from an exotic car show up. It's like, yeah, this all isn't for, like, no reason. Like, he ain't moving his cars for no reason. Like, Hauser isn't just not liking it. He's not taking a sabbatical from social media. I think it really is all up in the air for him, and that's not necessarily commitment anymore. Now, is it good for Michigan State? Stay tuned.
Take it with a grain of salt. Definitely take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. But there's
probably something there.
It's out there. It's a thing. Yeah. It's out there. All right, so let's say they don't land Caden Hauser. And he sticks with Boise State or he goes somewhere else or whatever.
Reaction will be great, yeah, including mine. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. Well, can't wait.
I'll start creeping along there with you. Well, there are still a couple names to look out for. Justin Martin is one. He's committed to Cal. He's a four-star kid.
Sure.
Michigan State has kept inconsistent contact with him, and he isn't – like, he's certainly a talented kid. Right, he's a four-star kid.
Sure,
But he's someone that it's been like right below the Plan A kids, and you know, Plan B, I guess you would just consider, but like sort of like Plan 1A instead of Plan 1. Like, just like, he's good, but we're gonna go after these guys first. So that's someone that they could pick back up contact with and try to get in on that and flip him. And then there's Jaden Dennegal as mm-hmm. well, who is another Jaden's still a four-star kid.
He is
from California. He was for a while considered a Michigan State lean. It was between Michigan State and Utah. I'm not, like, the latest is that Michigan State, kind of similar to Justin Martin, not necessarily backed off, but just kind of shuffled him a little bit down the quarterback board. Like, right now, as it stands, like, Caden Hauser is the A1 guy that they want to get. But I could see them re-entering, going after Justin Martin or Jaden Dennegal a little bit harder if they don't end up landing Hauser. And that's, like, these guys are both good players. They're both composite four stars, have a million offers from schools across the country, and are impressive prospects. So there's still hope for a solid quarterback prospect, even if they miss the guys that they're on right now. And Matt, I would say this. I'm not certain it's 100 million% guarantee they bring a high school quarterback in this class if they don't, like, if they can't get Hauser, Dennegal, Martin, nothing sort of shakes out for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to go way down their board. That's just not how Mel Tucker sort of operates. They're not just going to take someone to fill a scholarship spot. Like, if you're either a take or you're not a take for them. So I could see them saying, all right, we have Thorne, we have Kim, we have Faye. When Russo leaves next year, let's see what the portal has to offer and sort of do another, just see where you're at, right? See who's in the portal. There's going to be really good quarterbacks in the portal. There always is. And sometimes there's even transcendent quarterbacks in the portal. Let's not forget Baker Mayfield was a transfer, Justin Fields transfer, Kyler Murray transfer,
Joey B.
Joe Burrow transfer, Jalen Hurts transfer, right?
Yep.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
You could maybe try to land someone like that or find a similar type guy to Russo, another bridge year, see where development is with Kim, with Faye, if you don't think Thorne is going to be your sort of long-term multiple-year answer at the position. I just don't see them giving a scholarship spot to someone who's far down their board that they're like, you know what, they're not going to play here. We're not going to just give a spot. We'll use it in the portal. That would not surprise me one bit if that's the route they went, if they strike out on everyone.
That's where my mind immediately went if they don't land Hauser is, listen, the portal, I think it's 4- and 5-star quarterback. It's just a shade under 50% of those kids actually finish their careers at the schools that they either mm-hmm. go to or commit to, yada, yada, yada. And I get, like, yeah, the transcendent quarterbacks, the great quarterbacks, like, that's awesome. But then again, the other side of the coin is that they all kind of go to the same programs, right? Like, these kids didn't necessarily go to UTSA or Northwestern, for example. Actually, no, that's not true. They did get a guy from Clemson and Northwestern.
Went to Northwestern.
Excuse me. Do you know, now back to my point. Let's go, baby. Yeah.
He wasn't, like, very good, though.
Well, that's beside the point. The perfect example, and this is the pipe dream here, is, like, in front of me, I got the Ohio State roster in front of me.
Sure.
They have C.J. Stroud, 5-star. Yep. Jack Miller, high-ranked 4-star. Kyle McCord, high-ranked 4-star. They're going to have Quinn Ewers coming onto campus next year in 2022.
Number one,
not even quarterback, just overall kid.
Yep.
Those three guys I named are all redshirt freshmen or less right now. Like, so the idea is that, okay, maybe one of those two kids.
Three of them are leaving.
Two, if not three, are leaving. Maybe you get one of those kids. Again, these kids are going to be pretty talented. They're going to have a lot of suitors going at them. But it's the idea, you know. Ohio State's not going to have the only camp or the only program where they're going to have 2 4-stars or a 5-star and a 4-star going at it.
Yep.
Kids are going to leave. Kids love leaving, especially these days. That might be just the way to go then, instead of just fishing down to plan B for a high school recruit. Listen, you can't do this all the time. Ideally, you would want a freshman, grow him into be a quarterback one day, but maybe you just get a guy that is Ohio State scraps because, kind of like what we talk about with the 2 cornerback commits that we got from SEC, their scraps are better than what you have right now. So, yeah, I don't mind taking Ohio State's backups, especially in a position that is pretty important on the field, I would say, Will. So, yeah.
Yep.
Clemson, I don't hate the transfer idea.
Yeah, Clemson just signed a kid named Bubba Chandler. He's a high 3-star recruit, and he's not going to see the field unless DJU gets really, really hurt.
And, unless he gets hit by a meteor. Yeah. That's
yeah. Yeah. So it's just, it happens. So there will be legitimate options out there in the portal. And I would, you know, that's going to be a viable answer as opposed to, well, we got this 83 overall kid who's got us and Boston College offers.
Yep. Like William and Mary. That's right.
Yeah. So I don't even know that they necessarily, I'll check this in a minute. Their quarterback offers out right now because I don't even know that they're going to be offering kids like that. All right, let's pause here for a second. We'll come back and do a wonderful hypothetical from a listener email. But first, a word from Built Bar.
Built Bar had the grasshopper cookie.
Thank you.
Built Bar today.
Jeez.
Well,
you're going to get us sued.
I almost got a suit for a 7-figure deal.
You're going to get us sued.
Whew, starting to sweat over here. Oh my.
How?
It's very delicious, though, got to say. Very, very delicious.
It is. Grasshopper cookie. Flames. Well, Built Bar has 9 delicious standard flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor like the grasshopper cookie. Coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. So there is something for everyone. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you get 2 of each of the 9 flavors so you can figure out which one is your favorite. How many bars is that, Matt?
Somewhere between 10 and 40. Somewhere in that range. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. All right, look at me go. Nice.
You technically, nice. Matt, technically you're correct.
Nice, look at me go. All right, growth. That's growth, Will.
That is growth. So Michigan State offers, actually, you know what? I'll wait. I shouldn't interrupt an ad read. Not only are these bars delicious.
Say, what's going on?
You know how I am. They're not just delicious on your taste buds, they're also delicious on your body.
Body!
Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today. Get that raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like by going to BuiltBar.com using promo code LOCKED15, one word and the number 15. LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, so the uncommitted quarterbacks that Michigan State has offered. I didn't know they offered Quinn Ewers. Good for them.
Hey, nice.
Okay.
All right. Heck yeah.
The uncommitted ones, Jaden Denegal and Luther Richeson.
Yes, that was the last one. That's right. Yep.
He is the kid who was kind of unheralded. Nobody knew about him. And then he went to an Elite 11 regional thing. Michigan State had offered him before that and lit it up. And he's just like, his offers right now are App State, Central, Charlotte, Cincinnati, and Michigan State. But he's an 86 on 24/7. Like, who the hell? I don't think it was true. I think Wilt Fong was there. One of their guys was there and saw him and was like, yeah, this is like a solid 3-star. Like, this is a mid to high 3-star. So he's super under the radar right now. He's the one, Luther Richeson. Everyone else, Matt, is committed. It's Jaden Denegal is uncommitted. Caden Hauser is technically committed. And then Richeson would be the last one. And that's it, Matt. That is
it. Say, I would not be opposed to a quarterback whose first name is Luther. That kind of goes hard.
No,
so.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's okay in my book.
What a list of quarterbacks they offered. Holy, I knew it. They offered some insane people, but
hey, might as well. I'm a phone call away, Quinn. If you ever want to get up to East Lansing, we got the accommodations for you, bud.
Yeah, like, aside from Richeson, Caden Hauser's the lowest ranked in the composite that they offered, and he's still a 4-star.
He's a very desirable quarterback. I'd be very happy if they got Hauser, man. I'd be doing a dance.
Yeah, so, all right. We got an email here. It's an email we already did part of, but now we're going to do the second part.
Okay.
So it's from Hunter Stahl.
Hunter, thank you. You're the man.
You are the best, Hunter. As part of a new reality TV slash game show, you are selected, Matt, to see how many days you can last locked in Spartan Stadium. Each day you are there, there is an additional financial incentive, and you win more money. You are free to give up and leave at any time. Here are the caveats.
Yeah, please.
The only food you have access to,
mm-hmm.
plain concession stand hot dogs.
Oh, boy. Okay. That's a tough start, but okay. All right.
The only person, you can have one visitor whenever you request, but the only person that can be that visitor is John L. Smith.
I was afraid it was going to be like Sparty or someone that can't talk. That's somehow even worse. Okay, good. Good. My one visitor is John. God, you know what? Okay.
And
no.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm not done.
Sorry. Finish out. My bad. I'm sorry. My mind's racing over here.
The only thing you can drink is just piping hot,
damn it.
Slightly cocoa flavored dirt water.
Yeah, just hot water with a brown crayon dipped in it. But I'll buy it every time.
And they show the 2019 MSU Arizona State game and the 2018 Redbox Bowl game back to back on a 24/7 loop on the video boards at full volume. 24/7, Matt. 24/7. So sleep is going to be, you're going to full blast football while you sleep. How many days could you last without going insane or giving up?
Who wrote this in? Jigsaw? Is that who wrote this scenario in? This is ridiculous. God, those games are tough, man. You know what? I got to say, at least it's not like the 2011 Big Ten Championship game or any game that like really broke my soul. Like, these are just like annoying games. They're kind of like the rock that's in your shoe that you can't seem to shake out. Like, they're just nagging and they're just kind of there. Oh, boy. How long can I stay there? Okay, hot dogs. I don't mind hot dogs. They're fine. The hot chocolate, that's going to be really tough. Like, if I'm thirsty and I got to drink, like, this 800-degree liquid, that sucks. Now, what does actually... I might not hate the John L. Smith thing as much as others might, although I do think there would be a shelf life to it. I think he's crazy enough to give you, like, some good entertainment and stories for a little bit here. But eventually, that's really going to wear thin, and now you're just hanging out with an old senile guy, and it's not fun anymore. I think I could do... Did he specify a month, like what the weather's like? Because I imagine like sleeping in the cold earth when it's like 90 degrees would be tough.
We're going to do the heat of summer.
Okay, heat of summer. Yeah, make it as miserable as possible. I think I could last, I think I could last 6 days. I could last 6 days in Spartan Stadium, I think.
Let's set this up.
Absolutely insane. Yeah, let's set this up. Yeah. Yeah, get Bill connection. Beekman, sure, yeah.
Bill if you're Beekman. Listening. Billy Bags.
he's listening. Oh yeah.
You think you can make it 6 days?
Yeah, I think I could. Because I want to ask
leaving, what the. I think you're leaving at 4 a.m. the first day.
Four? No, I'm more Iron Forge than that. I've been brought up.
Are you a good sleeper?
Yes and no. I mean, it takes me a while to get to bed, and then it takes me a while to wake up. So I guess the answer is no. In lack of a better answer. I'm trying to think of, like, who'd be a worse person than John L. Smith. It's a short list. John L.'s pretty bad, but...
John L.'s going to be tough because he's going to be, like, he'll...
Do you know who would be really tough, actually, is Mark Antonio, because he would not be happy.
No.
Every time, like, hey, Mark, he called for you again.
He called for you, Mark.
You got to visit. He's like, God, he's son of a bitch, that kid again.
D'Antonio... Yeah. D'Antonio would be fine because I would have a million questions.
Oh, I would love it. It would be a one-way, like, relationship. Yeah, yeah. He would hate
it. He's going to be like, well, I'm freaking stuck here, I guess, so I got to... He's going to have some sort of financial incentive to, like, just be decent as a guest.
100%. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
But John L., even when you, like, hey, can you tell me about...
what was Arkansas like?
Yeah. Tell me about leaving the Sugar Bowl at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the Sugar Bowl. Was it the Sugar Bowl? It doesn't matter.
Oh, God. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, yeah, it's like he's going to, like, 30 seconds in and I'm like, shut up. Just shut up, John.
Yeah.
I'm tired of your voice doing this story.
I'm trying to think who really, yeah.
Remember when you slapped yourself?
Yeah, God, the glory days. The glory days. Kids are playing their tail off and the coach are screwing it up. I would definitely ask him about that no less than five times.
That game, I think it was on BTN at some point in the last year. And I was like, I'll watch this. Like, it was coming down. It was the second quarter. I was like, I know what's going. I know what's happening going into halftime. I want to watch this. I Man, just want to see it.
You know, the Big Ten Network plays a lot of Ohio State games, if that's yes, one of their Ohio State classic games. Jesus, as if they don't have enough to go through. Yeah. Okay.
Like, really, can we just, like, limit Ohio State classic games to, like, playoff games and big bowl games? Can we?
I don't think Connor Cook would be a good visitor either, because once again, like, I would love it, but he would be so over it within the first probably 15 minutes. He'd be like, this isn't Rick's. Like, this place sucks. I hate this kid. He's very annoying. He won't stop talking about the Rose Bowl season. I've been over it. Stop asking about Archie every single 20 minutes. Like, yeah, I don't think that'd go over well with him. I'm trying to think who else would be really bad. No,
Kirk Cousins would be terrible.
I would love every minute of it.
I know you would.
I could stay in Spartan Stadium for 6 months. It'd be great.
Kirk, shut up, you dork. It'd be great.
I would also come out as like an ordained cardinal, too. Like, it would just be a complete religious experience for me. I'd buy whatever he's selling, man. Yeah. No, that's a great hypothetical. I think I could do 6 days. And then again, if I'm at 6 days, I might as well stretch it out to seven to say I did a week locked up in Spartan Stadium, so... Give me a week. I'm going to be so ill as I just consume nothing but processed lukewarm meat, have drank nothing but hot, lightly sugared water, and I've just talked to the same senile old man for all 7 days. Like, with the godforsaken 2018 Red Fox full of 2019 Arizona State game on in the background. Oh,
how boy. How long would it take for you? Let's assume this.
Mm-hmm.
Suites are locked. Press box locked.
Yeah. Right. I assume that. Yeah.
You have access to the concourse.
Right.
And that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
Concourse. We're going to have a bathroom open.
Can it be the south end zone ones, the ones with the urinals, or does it have to be the trough ones? No, let's just do trough ones. Trough, yeah, make it miserable. Make it miserable.
Yep. Trough. East side, you know, like 30-yard line.
Sure. Trough. Yeah. Perfect.
There's one concession window open, mm-hmm. and you just like go in and get your. There's no one there serving you. The hot dogs just sit there.
Yeah, there's they're on rollers like 7-Eleven. They've been there for like 3 weeks.
Forever.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So and it's empty otherwise. There's no one there. How long until you go to the bathroom on the field, or is that just too sacred for you?
It's too sacred for me. I think. I can't do that. And also, like...
You wouldn't pee on the field? I would pee on the field.
No, see, I wouldn't. And also, I assume, like, the staircases to get down to the field are shut, so that means I'd have to jump down. Because I remember freshman or sophomore year, like, MSU had a big win, and I thought, are we going to rush the field? And then I got to the first row, and it's like a roughly 100-foot drop from the first row to the field, so...
It's like 8 feet.
Oh, it's tall. It
might be 10.
I think it's like 10 or 12. 12 in the student section, too, especially. Yeah, it's two shattered ankles at best. So, no, I don't think I'd ever try to get on the field. Yeah, not going to do a week, though. As miserable as all this sounds, I think I could do a week.
Mm.
I'm also very delusional. Up. Like, you know the Waffle House thing? The guy was locked in the Waffle House for 24 hours, and one waffle shaved off an hour. Like,
yeah,
I think I could do 15 waffles in 9 hours. Like, that's I'm kind of delusional with these things, so... That's just where my head's at, but I think I could do 15 waffles in 9 hours.
He had his sixth waffle, mm-hmm. like 5 hours in, and was like, "This is agony." And I believe him. I believe that it was tough.
I do too.
Are you kidding? Like that.
But with that said, come on, dude. Yeah.
Like, It was six. Like 10 waffles, you can be feeling agony. Six and like in a waffle an hour. Can't do a waffle an hour.
That's it was a little weak. Listen, it was hilarious. The bit is great, but the execution, all of a sudden the guy's getting a New York Times piece. He ate nine waffles in 15 hours. Like, oh, we shouldn't be glorifying this.
That's not a new punishment. It just so happens that he happened to be a newspaper writer.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Lucky him.
Yeah. No, the idea is great. Love the gimmick, but no, we shouldn't be applauding nine waffles in 15 hours. That's disgusting. You should applaud 7 days locked in Spartan Stadium with hot chocolate and hot dogs, though.
Absolutely. No. All right. That's going to do it for us here on Locked on Spartans. We'll be back on Thursday.
Sure. Oh, that's right.
Thursday we'll do a podcast, and it'll be great.
Sure will.
Send us questions.
Send us your hypotheticals. Yeah, see if you could one-up Hunter. That's going to be a tough one. Hunter set the bar pretty high there. That was a very good one.
LockedOnSpartans@gmail.com.
Or my Instagram DMs, whatever you feel more comfortable with. Just go crazy at either.
There you go.
It's a very boring Instagram account. It's just nothing but photos of my son. I'm that parent. It's not a good situation. But
we're all that parent. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast and the Odyssey app wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. We'll be back Thursday. Matt, trivia?
Trivia, Will. This is an automatic one. Name the three Spartans chosen on the first day of the 2019 MLS Super Draft.
I don't know.
DeJuan Jones, Ryan Sierakowski, and Jimmy Haig.
Wow.
Gentlemen, if any three of you or all three of you are listening to this, please join us. We'd love to talk to you guys. Go green.